Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Teach us from your word this morning. Just open our hearts and minds and paint a picture as only your Holy Spirit can. And may we see you come alive in your word today. We thank you and praise you. Amen. We've been looking at God's faithfulness for the month of February, the last three Sundays. And our first lesson, I'm just going to kind of do a little recap, was on God's faithfulness in sending a Savior. And we looked how we fell into sin in the garden. We checked out a list of prophecies about the Savior and His coming. We saw some of the little important things in Scripture as it would happen, like in the book of Ruth or going into the right field. We studied Simeon faithfully waiting for his Savior. And we talked about how we can have faith because God is faithful. Lesson two was on God's faithfulness in our daily provision, and we read Psalm 65 and saw God's bountiful provision. And we looked at Matthew 6 and not to worry and to seek first the kingdom of God. We saw we had all they needed in the garden in Genesis 2, and we looked at Abraham and a ram in the thicket to sacrifice instead of Isaac. We studied God providing manna, quail, clothes, and shoes, and that the clothes and shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. We saw Elijah fed by ravens, and we talked about things you might pray for every year, and if you have a personal record of God's faithfulness for you and your family. And we saw God, the faithful provider. Lesson three, we looked into God is faithful to discipline us. Hebrews 12, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, and whom the Lord loves, he chastens. We saw that becoming more Christ-like is the goal to that discipline. We studied Jonah, David, Ananias, and Sapphira, and how they were disciplined. And we saw Judah's willful disobedience to God's word through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 44. We learned obedience has a blessing to it and disobedience has a cost to it. And remember, the goal of being disciplined is to be more Christ-like. Today's lesson is God's faithfulness in Christ coming again. We're going to listen to some verses about Christ's return. And notice as I read the verses, the different names for Christ, how often it says he's coming again or he will come, and notice the action in his coming. This list came through out of Knave's Topical Bible. In their listing, they use the King James Version, and for smoother reading, I've used the New American Standard. And I do have a list written out at the end if you're interested in that list. And then after the end, we're going to go to Revelation chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 22 and read the end. So here's this list of verses. And it will read somewhat like a story, but I have not put any of the verses in. I'm just going to read straight through it, and so it kind of paints a picture for us. So, and this is all just copyright out of God's Word. As for me, I know my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes will see, and not another. My heart faints within me. For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father and with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly, I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. For I say to you, from now on, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of the sky to the other. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. But on that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or in the morning, in case he should come suddenly and find you asleep." But he kept silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest was saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them, whether he comes in the second watch or even the third and finds them so. Blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable about the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and stand before the Son of God. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven, and that he may send Jesus the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, he who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts, and then each man's praise will come to him from God. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ at his coming. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come, who for our hope or joy or crown of exaltation, is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and our joy. So that he may establish your hearts without blame in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. And to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, for our testimony to you was believed. Now we request you, brethren, with regard in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time, and he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, in the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Looking for the blessed and the appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and the late rains. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exaltation. And when the chief shepherd appears, will receive the unfading crown of glory. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, knowing first of all that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, What sort of people ought you to be in your holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And it was about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds which they have done in an ungodly way and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Pretty amazing, God's faithfulness we see in Scripture, the number of times it is said that he's coming again. Very precious as you go through this study and just see the different numbers of the names of Christ, the Lamb, the Shepherd, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's very precious as you study these verses and just look at them all, and the God's faithfulness in his promise that Christ is coming again. So let's read a couple of my favorite chapters in Revelation. We're going to turn to Revelation chapter 5 as I read that. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back and sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals. And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, set out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne and living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. What a picture of God's faithfulness in the end here, and of worship. Truly raising, I mean, we saw a choir, those who were here Friday night, sing, and it was just a real blessing of a big choir. But when we get to heaven, it's going to be huge, like really big. And the sound will be glorious. I mean, it will be a sound like we've never heard before. And let's read the very final chapter in Revelation chapter 22. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there no longer will be any night. They will not have the need of a light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down and worshipped at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said to me, "Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let the one who hears say, "Come," and let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. Pretty amazing. You know, we see the picture of heaven in here. And I've just read God's word, because what can you say? I mean, it is just beautiful, the picture we have in God's word about his coming again and what heaven will be like. Pretty amazing that the Lord God himself lights heaven with his glory. And amazing pictures in God's word we have about his faithfulness, whether it's in sending a Savior or for our provision or for us being disciplined or his coming again. God is truly faithful. So why don't we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you most of all for your precious Son. We thank you for your Word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that teaches us and illumines our heart to your Word and prods us to righteousness, keeps us from sin. Help us as we go about the day to be stayed on you, to think on you and your greatness, and that you're coming again. And as we have communion this evening, it is a reminder that you are truly coming again, as you said. And we just thank you and praise you. Help our fellowship in the remaining minutes. We have time to be sweet. May we talk about you and your greatness. And we thank you for time in your Word today. Pray for Tim as he shares your Word this morning. Speak through him, and may the choir give you praise and honor and glory due your name. Truly, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.